alarm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour here on this Monday, November 3rd, 2025 edition. Continuing on with this story regarding the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Former state representative, former state senator Ken Horn trying to defend and justify why he was so involved in pushing to expand the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's programs. Horn goes on to say, Michigan is a politically diverse state. He raised the question of what can incentivize businesses to invest in Michigan without them knowing what policies they need to follow in the future due to changing labor, energy, taxes, and regulatory statutes. Back in the day when I was defending the MEDC, when I was in the state house, now we're going back many, many, many years ago. He served from 2007 to 2012. The window of opportunity for passing development bills kept shrinking, because the ultra-right wing of the party kept growing, and that progressive package was not maintaining support, Horn said. He said the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund was pushed for in total reaction to the Dearborn-based Ford Motor Company announcing in 2021, this is after a year of COVID lockdowns here in the state of Michigan, that it would be constructing an $11.4 billion megasite in Tennessee, employing 6,000 individuals down south instead of at home in Michigan. Horn explained it was a crisis. The automotive industry choosing to grow outside of Michigan. This was going to cause a major shift in perspectives of economic development. Whether the MEDC should have used large tools to address such fears. Well, now, how devastating that it can be to communities. We know what a rust belt can create on the I-75 corridor. But we never really think about what happens if we can reverse it. What if we got 300,000 more manufacturing jobs in the state of Michigan? He said the lack of forward thinking kept pushing against him from within his own Republican caucus. However, he did note that the MEDC does need to change, admitting it has too many lawyers and accountants and not enough economic developers. Again, Ken, just like I asked the MEDC spokesperson, where is it in our state constitution that we need to do economic development? Why do you guys feel that you have to take our taxpayer dollars and have it administered by an entity like the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, as opposed to reducing taxes, regulations, and creating competition to lower the cost of living and the cost of doing business in our state. You know why they went to Tennessee? In 2021? Because Tennessee did not lock down their state like Governor Gretchen Whitmer did to us here in Michigan. They didn't have to wear masks. They didn't have to stay home. Their schools didn't shut down. They have lower property taxes. They have lower income taxes. And they've got an absolute better infrastructure system in their roads and bridges. Why? Because it's being run by Republicans. This state started its decline in March of 2020 when we were told that we had to stay home for 2 weeks. We couldn't go to church. We couldn't buy certain things in the stores. We were told in the spring, summer of 2020 that we couldn't buy seeds for tomato plants by this governor. If I was Ford Motor Company and I was going to invest $11.4 billion in a new plant, I sure the hell wouldn't even consider Michigan. And that's what they did. They went to Tennessee. But no, your rhino answer was to give away more of our taxpayer dollars. Well, guess what? The next Republican governor, which we are due for, is going to kill it and start fixing the problems the state has. Cut the budget, cut the number of state employees, and start competition on everything. Get rid of this monopoly we have on our electric grid. Competition on road fixing programs. And absolutely turn the state around. Because if we don't, it's over. This state is going to become California. And you think we got losing population now? Just wait. Because I got to tell you something. We have major, major problems in the state of Michigan. Property taxes, all of it. If you guys don't have a smart enough person to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, we elect the wrong person. It's only going to get worse. So, yes, the MEDC needs to die on day one, January 1st of 2027. So, Danielle Emerson, you need to go out and find a new job. Danielle, we're not going to continue investing in electric vehicles. They are going to be dinosaurs within 20 to 30 years. They'll be in museums. Hybrid vehicles? Yeah. I can agree with that technology. I really want to see the push for hydrogen-powered vehicles. We need to replace our electric grid's powering system. I don't care if it's nuclear or hydrogen, it needs to be done. We need big ideas, and we need them now. But one of them is definitely getting rid of the MEDC. So, that's what the Republicans are planning on doing. So, does this 53-bill package that Senator Thomas Albert is introducing in the Senate, is it got a snowball chance in a heck of passing in the Democrat-controlled Senate? Absolutely not. Will this Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? No way. But I believe it will pass in the Republican-controlled House, and this will allow our governor candidates to run on it. Republicans to get reelected in the House and to take back the majority in the Senate. Smart political move absolutely needs to be done. $53 bill package, starting with Senate Bill 631 through Senate Bill 683. Let's see where it goes. But let's also wait and see if Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel brings charges against Faye Baydoun over the $20 million grant that she absolutely squandered and did not do anything that she was supposed to do with the money. Another short little story we're going to get into real quick here. Tomorrow is Election Day. Did you know that? Tomorrow we have $4 billion worth of ballot proposals. $4 billion being asked to be approved across 173 local property taxing units. Bonding issues across the state, as well as the November 2025 mayoral elections. 90% of the money is coming from school bonds. More money for schools. Local ballot elections put together this month on a spreadsheet by MERS News Service shows 53 bonding issues, making up 30% of the total property tax issues across the state. 49 are being made by various school districts, the largest one being a $425 million ask from Novi Community Schools, $350 million from South Lyon, and both of those are in Oakland County. Folks, you need to contact your local clerk and find out if anything's on your ballot tomorrow. If you live in Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque counties, you definitely have to vote tomorrow. The COPESD asking for basically $30 million over the next 6 years. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got a couple of text messages, a little housekeeping to do here during the break. If we vote against this millage for the schools, and this comes from a listener in Sheboygan, but the other counties vote for it, do we still have to pay it? The answer to your question is yes. This is a tri-county ballot proposal. It's on the ballot in Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle. Now, Presque Isle doesn't vote for it. Some people vote for it. Not everybody does. It doesn't pass with a majority in Presque Isle County. Same thing perhaps in Otsego or Sheboygan, vice versa, whatever. If it fails in all three, it dies. But if one county votes for it in a higher number then the other two counties where it fails, it could still pass. So if you live in Sheboygan, which I believe you do, and you know friends in Otsego and Presque Isle, you need to call them and tell them, vote no like I am, and get others in your county to vote no as well. If you don't, one county could pass it. The other two could vote against it, but it could still prevail, and your taxes will go up. It is a possibility, just so you understand it. Other things could be on the ballot as well. Again, call your local clerks wherever you go to vote. Ask them what's going to be on the ballot and whether or not you have to vote tomorrow, Tuesday, November 4th. It's that simple. So, another text just came in. Hours of voting tomorrow, it's a normal election day. Polls will open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. If you're on an absentee voters list like I am, I'm looking at my ballot. I got it in the mail. I never even opened it. I'm taking it with me tomorrow right after the show, and I'm voting tomorrow after the show. So you can go and vote in person or, like me, take your absentee ballot with you and vote on it and turn it in. They don't need to spoil the ballot. You can use it tomorrow. Absolutely 100%. And again, polls are open from 7 a.m. before work and will stay open until 8 p.m. And tomorrow at dinner time, let's say you eat around 5:30, 6, 6:30. You didn't vote yet. Get to your polling place and vote. I'm personally voting against any more taxes. Here in Antrim County, they once again have it on the ballot to vote for a new jail. They're calling it a public safety center. Well, I prayed on it. I thought about it. Even though they got the numbers down, I'm fed up with this. I'm fed up with all taxes. So basically, I'm voting against it. I'm not sure how Vicky's voting, but I don't care. I'm voting no. And Tim, I totally disagree. I got your text messages. I'm sorry. No. If I lived in Sheboygan, Otsego, or Presque counties, I'd be voting no. That's me. And if you guys have any questions about it, text me COP, C-O-P, Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle, and I will text you back Stephanie Jacobson's phone number. She was on the show last week. We did a whole hour on it. If you have any questions, you need to talk to Stephanie Jacobson. You can text her or you can give her a call. That's the bottom line for me. Until we start cutting these budgets and eliminating employees and start fixing this state, I'm not voting for another tax increase ever. Sorry, not going to do it. But you have to make your own decision and vote accordingly. And we'll see and cover the results probably Wednesday show. For sure by Thursday when the canvassing is done and the unofficial results become official, we'll let you know what happened. But again, you got to get out and vote tomorrow. It's that simple. And if you don't know if there's anything on the ballot, contact your local clerks. One last quick question. Paul Carla Wagner. I just got another request for petition sheets. Text me axe. I'll respond back with Carla Wagner's personal cell phone number. The link to the website, axmytax.org. So just text me AX. I'm asking you to fill out one sheet, 10 signatures, and mail it in. That's the push we're on. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow, Election Day.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat. And today, I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I